A human need is a need, regardless of the awkwardness required to discuss it sometimes.
Oh, it's the way you should be. Keep it simple and set yourself free from the extra.
Vivid, high-profile commercials for menstrual products are a relatively recent arrival from the world of glossy women's magazines and high school health classes. Be active, jump rope, dance, chat on the phone. With super-absorbent tampons, you can escape from the women's curse, the scourge of uncleanliness and foul moods. Just carry modern menstrual products and you're free, as long as you have a pharmacy or bodega nearby. This is an image associated with the affluent, though. There are lots of women who don't have access to feminine products. Homeless women or the poor can't afford tampons and pads. Several U.S. states impose a so-called tampon tax, a tax that is placed on feminine hygiene products, even though they aren't luxuries.
So in the spring of my freshman year of high school, my mom lost her job, and within weeks it became too expensive to stay in our apartment. So we really had no choice but to move out and enter, you know, a time of transition, and that's what I call it, which was essentially several months of couch surfing with our closest friends who have since become family.
So young Nadia Akimoto is a millennial who, along with a number of other people from around the world, has adopted a cause to ambitiously pursue to change the world. After interacting with other women who were homeless and learning that so many of them couldn't afford the most basic feminine hygiene products, she had her cause and says it went well beyond one shelter she visited. So in high school, she founded Commions of Care, a nonprofit that distributes menstrual hygiene products to needy women and girls. A passionate essay she wrote about the challenges that homeless women can face with menstrual hygiene was recently featured in a series called Ambitions Interrupted. The series was produced by the Ground Truth Project and its Youth Voices Initiatives, which profiles young people as fired up as Nadia.
Like, seriously, world? Girls and women have been menstruating since the beginning of time,
right?
And all of us experience it on a monthly basis for 40 years, so why is it still holding girls back? Like, why is this natural need still being unaddressed to the point that it's literally, I really think it's a hindrance to global development, because if you think of global development as something we're all striving to reach in breaking the cycle of poverty and advancing families, the best way to do that is through women's empowerment right now, to make sure that 100% of our population is fully contributing to the best of their ability. And the way we empower women is through education and economic purpose. But women and girls are not being able to take full advantage of that right now because of the stigma around menstruation, the cultural practices that often go along with a woman having their period, or even here in the States, women and girls simply not having access to feminine hygiene products.
Have you ever met a homeless person who says to you, you know, people keep giving me food and money, but what I really need are some tampons? I mean, is that...
That is something we hear on a regular basis.
Really?
It is. It so is. And actually, we have a contact form on our website where people can just send us things. And it is amazing how many notes we get that just say, thank you, I'm either homeless or was previously homeless, and I've always wanted feminine hygiene products, and I felt like there wasn't an advocate around there. Because when you say hygiene products and you think of what someone needs to feel clean, right? You don't think of periods.
But it's a design question. I mean, it would be great if society at large,
yes,
was more sensitive to the needs for women to deal with this every month. Even the fact that there are lots of pharmacies around doesn't,
yeah,
necessarily mean that, you know, women don't have to drop what they're doing to deal with the fact that this isn't something that kind of,
yes,
drops out of the cupboard where it should.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even that. You have to think about the cost that goes into it. Even if it's 25 cents, that's money that can be used for something else, especially when someone is really socioeconomically disadvantaged. Even if it is a low cost, that low cost could be used for something much more. And when you think of someone who's, even in America, who's living in a way where every penny counts, other needs that come into play are food and water and shelter, or clothing, especially,
right,
when it comes to winter. So menstrual hygiene products is not often prioritized above those things. And women are then often resorting to using toilet paper and most commonly brown paper grocery bags from what we've talked to them about. And using brown paper grocery bags just has a lot of risk in terms of skin infections or just the general discomfort of it. And actually, what we hear about a lot is the emotional effect of having to use brown paper grocery bags that you found on the street in your vaginal area to maintain menstrual hygiene. There's a lot of self-consciousness that's elevated in that sense of, what do I smell like? Does it look okay? This is really uncomfortable. And you know, this stigma really goes to anyone experiencing their period. So any woman or girl or transgender female for that matter.
All right. So what are you going to be doing in 5-10 years with this project, do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I often get the question of, what is the end goal with your organization? And for me right now, and maybe you can tell from how I talk about it, but I just get so excited about it. And I think that the end goal is really fighting until menstrual hygiene and natural needs isn't something that holds anybody back, because a natural need is something that deserves to be addressed. And menstrual hygiene is not a privilege. It's a right. And I don't know if that'll happen in my generation, but right now I don't perceive any stopping anytime soon.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking Absolutely. The time here, and congratulations on all your great work. And it's been wonderful talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You can read Naji Akimoto's essay on the Takeaways website. It's one of 35 essays that were selected for the series Ambitions Interrupted. The series was produced by the Ground Truth Project and its Youth Voices Initiative. Ground Truth is based at our partner, WGBH in Boston.